Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with all the vaccine updates first. While Dr. Reddy's laboratories could begin the late-stage Indian clinical trials of Russia's potential COVID-19 vaccine in the next few weeks. That's what an executive at the Indian drug maker said on Tuesday. Indian trials of the Sputnik V vaccine candidate being developed by Russia's Sovereign Wealth Fund will enroll about 1 to 2,000 participants and be conducted at multiple government and private hospitals across the country. That's what Deepak Sapra, the CEO of API and Pharmaceutical Services at Dr. Reddy's, told Reuters. A senior pharmaceutical industry official has said that a price range between 5 and 15 euros, that's about $6 to $18 per dose, was reasonable for COVID-19 vaccines. That's the president of Executive Board of Vaccines Europe has told in a hearing at the European Union Parliament. Moving on, according to the draft guidelines for the development of COVID-19 vaccines, a vaccine developed in India should prove that at least 50% of those administered with the vaccine are protected from the virus to get an approval. For vaccines that are being developed outside of India, the authorization will be provided on the basis of clinical trial data once they pass evaluation of the overall safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. Russia is in fact so confident of its COVID-19 vaccine that it will shoulder some of the legal liabilities should anything go wrong, rather than requiring buyers to take on the full risk. That's what the head of the state fund bankrolling the project told Reuters. The decision leaves the vaccine state-backed developers open to potentially costly compensation claims should there be any unexpected side effects. It is something many vaccine makers have sought to avoid by asking for full indemnity, complete protection from liability claims from nations they sell to. Russia expects to register a second potential vaccine against COVID-19 also by October 15th. That's what the TASS news agency cited Russian consumer safety watchdog as saying on Today. The vaccine has been developed by Siberia's Vector Institute, which completed early-stage human clinical trials of the vaccine last week. Now, Russia registered its first vaccine candidate developed by Moscow's Gamaleya Institute in August, and late-stage trials involving at least 40,000 people are underway. Russia approved the first COVID-19 prescription drug for sale in pharmacies too. Russia has approved R-Pharm's Coronavir treatment for outpatients with mild to moderate COVID-19 infections and the antiviral drug that could be rolled out to pharmacies in the country as soon as next week. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. India's COVID-19 infection tally has crossed the 55 lakh mark today. India reported over 1 lakh coronavirus recoveries as well in a single day for the very first time, improving the recovery rate to 80.86%, while fresh cases also dropped below 76,000 after 2 weeks, according to the Health Ministry data as it was updated today. The data showed that in the past 24 hours, 1,01,468 COVID-19 patients had recuperated, while 75,809 new cases were recorded, pushing the overall figures to over 55.6 lakh infections and over 44.97 lakh recoveries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a high-level virtual meeting to discuss the COVID-19 situation with chief ministers of 7 states tomorrow. The meeting comes as most of the states in the country have been witnessing a spike in the number of COVID cases over the last few weeks. Now, Parliament on Tuesday has given its approval to a taxation bill that seeks to provide various reliefs in terms of compliance requirements for taxpayers amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The reliefs in the bill include extending deadlines for filing of returns and for linking PAN and Aadhaar. The Election Commission would also take a decision in the next few days to visit Bihar, where the elections are likely to be held later this year. And that's amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the Chief Election Commissioner Sunil Arora said today. The commission, which also includes the CEC, 2 fellow commissioners, usually visit the poll-bound states to interact with various stakeholders like police, civic authorities and political parties ahead of announcing the poll schedule. The Delhi High Court on Tuesday has stayed the order of the Delhi government reserving 80% of ICU beds for COVID-19 patients, saying that prima facie, the order appeared to be arbitrary, unreasonable, and in violation of fundamental rights of an individual. Justice Naveen Chawla, while seeking the response of the Delhi government, said the September 12th order reserving 80% ICU beds for COVID-19 patients was in violation of the fundamental rights. And with that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. First up, the news from Prague. The new Czech health minister said on Tuesday that tighter restrictions on bars and public events were imminent. That is a day after his predecessor quit amid the spike in COVID-19 infections, which has caused cases in the country to double in the last 3 weeks. Czech Republic recorded 1476 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, and that is the data from the health ministry, bringing the overall number of confirmed cases since the start of the pandemic to 50,764. The health minister also told reporters that in the coming days, closing hours for bars would likely to be moved to 10 p.m. from midnight, and the number of participants at most public events will be limited. He also said mass events will undoubtedly have to be limited. The Czech Republic also acted quickly at the start of the pandemic in March, closing most retail businesses, borders, schools, much before many other countries in Europe. Its death toll was 522 as of Tuesday. That is a fraction of the tens of thousands of victims in the countries such as Spain, England, and France. The government then moved most restrictions in the summer, and since then the rate of infection has soared, making it the second fastest in Europe and after Spain when comparing to the new cases per population on a rolling 2-week basis. The UK government has raised its COVID-19 alert level from 3 to 4 now, which indicates that the transmission of the virus is high and rising exponentially. Downing Street on Monday said new curbs on the hospitality section will come in force across England from Thursday, imposing a 10 p.m. closing deadline for all pubs, bars, restaurants as part of the plans of control crowds. Now, there will also be a table service only stipulation for all such venues as part of the new restrictions, which will be formally tabled in the House of Commons on Tuesday by the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has also said on Monday that he agreed with local council leaders and public health experts on new COVID-19 restrictions to be put to central government in an attempt to stem the outbreak in the capital. The measures include reduced opening hours for pubs and bars and extending of the wearing of face masks on public transport and in shops to other public areas. Khan also said he will be asking the government to implement the plan as soon as possible and would discuss it with Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Moving on, 6 players in the men's and women's qualifying draw for the French Open have been withdrawn due to COVID-19 concerns, as per the organisers. Initially, 2 players and a coach had tested positive for COVID-19. Now, 3 others with confirmed close contact with the coach were also withdrawn. Organisers also said later on Monday that a player in the women's draw had also tested positive and had been withdrawn. The qualifiers began on Monday, with the main draw set to start from September 27th. Australia's virus hotspot of Victoria on Tuesday has reported a more than doubling in new COVID-19 infections, likely as a result of increased testing, while states elsewhere in the country said border restrictions would be relaxed as case numbers dwindled. Officials have said that the northeastern state of Queensland would open its borders to parts of neighbouring New South Wales, the country's most populous state, amid growing confidence that Australia's second wave of infections has been contained. Even bone marrow may not be safe harbor from the ravages of COVID-19, and that's according to a study that found previously unrecognized changes in newly produced immune cells called monocytes released into the blood from bone marrow. Now, to learn more about how the body responds to COVID-19, researchers obtained serial snapshots of patients' immune health by analyzing their immune cells at multiple points during their hospital stays. Now, in COVID-19 patients with more severe disease, the monocytes do not function properly. Also, researchers have reported last week in Science Immunology. And with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for tuning in to this edition of the podcast.